Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
The intro should be playing right now. Ah, fuck it. We'll do it live!
Ah!
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
I think that was Art Donovan! That was Art Donovan, the back of him!
Oh, no, you're beautiful! Here comes Rex Luger! Boy, has he got some scores to settle in this one! Who's the fellow with the American flag? Art Donovan, that's Rex Luger!
Oh, okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. I'm Robert Sodelman, and who are you again?
My name's Stan.
Stan! See? I just kicked Stan!
Calm down, Rob!
I think I just killed Stan.
Are you okay?
And now let's meet our super kicky panel for tonight. First of all, we have from New York City a guy who's about a stone's throw away from Eagles Stadium. And from what they did this week, he wants to throw stones at Eagles Stadium. VRM.
Not kind of stone's throw because I'm kind of all the way on the other side of the turnpike, but I expected this from Al Davis. Shame on you, Raiders. Shame on you, Eagles.
And then we have... from Texas, the home of such great quarterbacks as Cody Carlson and Tony Romo, Typho.
Yes, I'm here. I've got my towel in the air, ready to rally up, just like Ricky Ortiz. Oh, yeah.
And finally, ladies and gentlemen, from New Orleans, from near New Orleans, Louisiana, hoping the Saints do it all this year, and by do it all, we mean actually making it to the playoffs, Carl Chenier.
Gotta watch that defense.
What defense?
Exactly. So,
stay classy, just, Rob.
Yeah. Stay classy, San Francisco.
And go fuck yourself, Seattle, Ohio.
Oh. You gotta love Anchorman. Well, let's get started with tonight's show with a few news bits, personal news bits. Nikki Hammond is not here tonight. I don't know if she's going to call in or not. She's at Gen Con in Indianapolis.
Jealous.
Yes, be jealous indeed, BRM. However, she will be back next week while the rest of us are on vacation because it is ladies only night. That's right. The weekend before SummerSlam and I do ladies only night. Proof positive that even though with that blunder, I still would make a better owner than Al Davis.
Who's booking this? The Raw booking team?
No, apparently it's the old TNA booking team.
Ah.
AKA Dutch's Last Hurrah.
So that's his new gig?
Yeah. So on the 28th, when we all come back, it'll be a special two-hour extravaganza. The blow-off of SummerSlam. All of our takes on the new TNA, or so it seems. And that's all done with a fun version of Around the Horn, because the show is 2 hours. Why, you ask? Because it's Robert Sodelman's Super Hyper Mondo Birthday Bash. Yet, greased with an applause by nobody.
I think I hear crickets somewhere.
Only on WrestleCraft's radio show.
I'm still confused by this SummerSlam thing. I thought it was SummerFest.
Yeah, me too. At least Triple H corrected Shawn Michaels tonight, last Monday night on Raw. And what'd you think of those segments, guys? Those were hilarious.
All I know is everyone that I was with was saying, kick the girl.
That's what I was saying. That's the only way it could end.
Or if another... Well, before that, he kicked Stan's half-brother, Van.
An interesting note, he used his actual real last name in the segment.
That was perfect placement.
Hickenbottom! Hickenbottom!
You got to wonder, what did Sean do with all that money he just got from JBL that he has to work as a chef now?
Well, we know it wasn't hair transplant surgery, that's for sure.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that more than, like, 3 months ago? I guess we're supposed to delete that from the memory there. My mistake. I apologize. In fact, I guess we're not supposed to even remember JBL at all.
Mm-mm. And to that I say, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, interesting night on Monday Night Raw. We also had Sergeant Slaughter as guest host. Much to the delight of...
You talk about great.
Huh?
You talk about great segments there.
Yeah.
I said
in
I would
Canada,
be happy with Slaughter as host if the Iraqi heel Sergeant Slaughter showed up. A heel anti-Canadian Sergeant Slaughter is good enough for me.
Yo.
Hey, Jason.
Sorry about that. I had to deal with some fantasy soccer. I'm a British Premier League guy, so the season starts tomorrow. So, what's up, guys?
Not much, Jason. We just started talking about Monday Night Raw. And to open up the show, I did something in homage to Shawn Michaels. I kicked Stan.
Okay, I don't understand what's that from.
Remember Cyber Sunday 2006 when DX were going up against Rated RKO?
Oh, yes, Nikki told me about that, yes. I kicked Stan, yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering, though, A, if that was Shawn's real daughter, but she's only six. So.
I thought so at first, too.
But because he did say, take your daughter to work day, which was sort of a clue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also thought that that was also an homage to the movie The Wrestler.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing was sort of an homage to The Wrestler.
You know, because it's just like, you know, the fry cook, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, and I actually thought, again, that was the best... I mean, that was the best segment of Raw. I thought the women's match was very good.
Yep.
The anti-American Sergeant Slaughter was okay.
No, anti-Canadian Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah, the anti-Canadian Sergeant Slaughter was good, especially when you see Jillian in an Uncle Sam outfit, which is kind of nice.
Well, I think the only reason she got back on TV, because if you notice from the last time she was on TV and when she got back on TV now...
You think she was inflated a little bit?
Yep. In more ways than one. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Gotcha. Okay. But, no, I mean, I thought Raw was pretty good. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm very interested to see what Freddie Prinze Jr. does. And And I'm very interested to see what they do in 2 weeks.
Ooh, yes.
I'm interested in that, too.
Also, the return of one of my favorite current GMs, Mike Adamly.
Are you kidding or serious?
I'm serious. I loved Mike Adamly as GM.
Why? I'm just asking.
What are you smoking, Rob?
He's Jamaican us crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's Jamaican us crazy.
Kofi will get a title shot.
Yeah. Yeah, he does need to give Kofi a title shot.
Yeah. Look, Adam Lee's going to be, but you want to know something, though? Overall, I think the whole guest host program works. Okay? I think it does. Because it gives a what are they going to do next sort of feel. You know?
It does work. You're right.
You know, I mean, overall, I mean, not the the execution hasn't been great over. I mean, it's been scattershot. Like, in the same way Saturday Night Live has their guest host, because this is what they're comparing it to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot believe after eating a salad and already a bowl full of that and green beans,
and, you know, when you have set, which is what they compared it to, they say, oh, the guest host on Saturday Night Live is okay, you know? Or, you know what I'm saying? It's a scattershot thing. What I would love to see is them do a contest when you have the fan perspective. You know? I'd love to see a fan guest host.
That would be a, that's a great idea.
You know? I mean, I'd love to do it. You know? But I don't have anything to promote. You know?
Sure you do.
Well, I mean, I have podcasts. Big deal.
Put a little Tuesday night typo on Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd go over big.
You also have We Love to Interrupt, the hottest game show talk discussion thing in the whole wide internet.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
Available at GameShowNewsNet.com.
Thank you very much. Which is celebrating its 10th anniversary, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's happy
to
be part of
it. I can hear bullshitting it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, but you know what, though? Overall, the guest host thing, fine, you know? Mm-hmm. The only thing that bothered me about the sketch was the super kicking of the girl a little bit. You didn't see it, but it was implied. I mean, we've all wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, as I said, you know. I'm just trying to think.
How great was that Calgary Kid Eugene match?
Well, that was great because...
Oh, boy.
Because,
classic Russo booking there.
Yes, that was Russo booking there, and as soon as he left, he's gone. Eugene's gone.
Yep.
Again.
Again.
To which he got this.
Yeah!
Fire! Pretty much.
Oh, we forgot
what a
about
return.
This. Yeah, we forgot about this for Ricky Ortiz.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, and by the way, as soon as the Calgary Kid walked out, I was like, okay, that's the Miz. Okay, knew it, and it didn't surprise me one bit. Did not surprise me.
I was happy when it was the Miz. I mean, well, I'll be honest. I have nothing against Nick Dinsmore, the wrestler. I thought he's a great. I think he's a great worker, evident by his stuff in OVW and independent scenes.
Yeah.
But I hate the Eugene character.
Well, the Eugene character was the first one before Hornswoggle per se. That was the first real person marketed in the kids era. If you want to give it that. One of the first, you know, Cena, Mysterio, Hornswoggle, and Eugene.
I think the original Eugene gimmick was good, and then they went way too long with it, and they ruined it. I think the original idea they had with it, that he was like a wrestling Rain Man, basically.
Yes.
And could go in the ring was good, and then they just... I don't know what they did with it, but it went downhill and went on way too long.
They cut off his brainstem is what they did.
Yeah, I guess so. Like those segments they did with William Regal training him, and he was just getting everything and like getting the best of Regal.
That was good
and
stuff.
That stuff was good.
That was
good
that
stuff.
Was good. That was good stuff.
Fun times.
Let's see. The,
How about Gail Kim getting the title shot?
Yeah, hello, Gail Kim, Mickey James. I'll take that. I will take
indeed.
That. I'll too
hot. Tony Schiavone,
right.
That'll put butts in seats.
Somewhat.
Um,
But I'm just
speaking of Jason. How was Lauren Conrad's butt in the hot seat on Millionaire Wednesday night?
I don't know who was smarter, her or the hot seat itself.
For those that don't know, Jason Block had some national TV exposure this past Wednesday night as he was featured on Millionaire.
As part of the 10th anniversary celebration, yes.
Yep.
Further
proof that age also enhances beauty. Sorry, Jason.
You know what? I will take that because I look better now than I did then. I will admit that without question. So you got...
Yep.
You know what does it? The glasses.
You know what? I will take. You know what? You're right.
Yep.
You know what? But I'm just trying to see what the SummerSlam card is. If any new matches were set up.
I thought it was SummerFest.
Oh, SummerFest, SummerSlam. It doesn't matter. You know.
But we will be talking pay per views tonight. We'll actually be doing pick-ems for Hard Justice.
Yes, we. Yeah.
Right, I have to get that set up.
Yeah, BRM will set that up, and you will send the results to Nikki, I believe. You'll send to Nikki because next week is ladies only week, and further proof positive that I'm too much of a nice guy.
No, you know what? It's actually a very good idea. Trust me. So basically, also the Legacy beat Hornswoggle and Mark Henry. Setting up the D-Generation X match. There are five matches set up so far. Actually,
to be honest, I marked for when they beat the living crap out of Hornswoggle.
Me too, because I, and again, am I the only one who thinks that Mark Henry should be in the title mix? I mean, am
yes.
I...
No.
I think he should be.
I mean, I don't think he should win it. I think he should be in it.
I think he should be in the title picture, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And not teaming with Hornswoggle.
Yep. Not at all.
And doing Irish dances.
I thought also ECW was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I'm sorry, because there's a seventh match that they just announced. Regal Christian at SummerSlam.
Yeah, for the ECW title.
I'll take that, too.
Yep. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Speaking of ECW, I don't know how many people saw it, but on Superstars last night, Goldust and Sheamus had what I thought was a really good match.
Right.
And Goldust got the win.
Well, yeah. Well, for now, yeah, okay. But I'm just telling you, man. I think Abraham Washington is about as popular with the wrestling fans as Obama's health plan with the United States right now. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
No, you're dead on.
I mean,
just gets even more pathetic with the laugh and applause flashing Titantron. They still call it the Titantron, right?
Whatever it is. It's the big screen.
I believe so.
But, yes, the flashing applause. What happens is that he's trying to do something as a bad talk show host, but if he was funny and entertaining... It would be okay, but he's not. He goes back to the same old lines, you know?
Yes, I'm wondering who's more pathetic as a talk show host, Abraham Washington doing a fake talk show host or Jimmy Fallon doing a real talk show host?
No, that'll be Jay Leno at 10 o'clock this coming September.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Ben Silverman. Anyway,
yes.
But,
his last hurrah, and it's going to screw NBC over.
Yet again.
Well done.
Well, and you should be. But actually, I think we can just go away. No, I actually watched Impact. You know, we can get into the pick-ems in a little bit.
Yeah, I liked Impact this week.
Impact was pretty good.
Yeah, I saw
good.
It.
What?
I Who, saw it, too.
Well, did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay.
I mean, again, it was setting up the pay-per-view. Most matches I don't necessarily care about, but at least they're making the storylines interesting.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy, here we go.
What?
I just looked at the rating.
Was it 1.05?
Yes, it was.
So? But they were down to a what? From a what? 1.4?
1.3.
So they've lost 0.3 of a ratings point. Now, do you think that's summer, or do you think that's just because of scrap?
No, I think it's because of the NFL.
Because
you got preseason and you got the fantasy.
Games.
And plus you have Tom Brady throwing his first pass in over a year.
And you have the Super Bowl rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that spectacular Cowboys-Raiders game.
And the
personally,
Redskins
I think that's the battle of the inept GMs.
It's like,
I watched like 3 plays and I was like, yeah, that's enough.
Oh, I have. By the way, I have a very interesting story. Just to make it very quick. I don't know if I'll tell it to the archives or not, but I went to the Deal or No Deal auditions for the WWE fans this past week, and I will tell you there was a brawl at it.
Whoa!
Oh yeah.
You can tell us about that now because that's wrestling news.
Okay.
It involves the WWE, and plus we got to fill an hour, so go ahead.
that'll work. I was at the WWE auditions because. As you know, the Deal or No Deal, there's a lot of themed weeks for the syndicated versions. And they, you know, firefighters, military, et cetera, et cetera. So they were looking for people who were WWE fans. And about 200 people showed up, okay, because they had positions on Craigslist, casting notices on Craigslist, and you had to send an email and get a return email, et cetera, et cetera. So we went down to the Hyatt Regency in Princeton. A friend of mine and I did. So there was this one guy who, now, as we all know, some of them did dress up. Some of them were dressed up in full costume with belts and stuff. But there was this one guy who was totally obnoxious. Okay?
Was it the same guy as we saw on The Price is Right?
No, this was even worse than that.
How can you get worse than that guy?
I'll tell you. He goes into the audition room, because this is what my friend told me. I was not in the audition room with him. And as soon as he enters the room, he does a back body drop on the floor. Okay? He gets up, and my friend goes like this. He goes, okay. So this, I can curse, right?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So this douchebag decides to chop my friend and give a knife edge across his chest for no reason.
Ow.
Okay. So, he didn't want to ruin the audition, his audition, but he said, wait till we're done, to this idiot. So, as this guy is, as auditions are going on, he starts heckling the auditioners. I'm serious, I swear. Okay, so one guy says, why don't you shut the fuck up? And then my friend Joe adds on and says, well, why don't we kick him out too? So eventually the two casting coordinators kick him out. So this guy was sitting in the back and my friend was sitting in the front. And as he leaves, he grabs the candy bowl and starts throwing it like confetti, like a moron. I don't know if he was drunk, high, or a mark for himself. But as he's leaving, my friend Joe nails him with a hard knife edge chop back, okay, for revenge for the chop before. A few blows were exchanged, but before he can get to him any further, he went out of the room and ran like a scared little bitch.
A.K.A. Randy Orton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there was a brawl at the Deal or No Deal auditions.
Jeez.
When will you find out when you get the call back?
I probably didn't because a friend of mine actually got the camera test. I did not. But
okay, so maybe you'll see your friend on the show. He'll be in the audience.
No, I mean in the show. I think he will be one of the 22 people.
Yeah. But you'll be in the audience, right?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. If this guy gets on, I'll be there. I mean, if this guy gets on the show, I will be there because I want to support this guy. This guy's a good guy, and I hope he makes it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if there'll be any wrestler interaction there. I don't know if they're going to give away trips to WrestleMania. But they are taping a WWE fans edition of the show sometime for the 2009-2010 season, which starts in about a month from now.
Yeah.
Now,
I think it's less than that. I think it's about 3 weeks.
Well, 3 weeks ish.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Ish. Well, yeah, because that's when I believe Feud and some other shows start. But anyway.
Yeah, Feud starts then with the new Bullseye game, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. I don't know if Who Wants to Be a Millionaire starts then, but a lot of shows are getting their start.
September 7th, yeah. Anyway, a more interesting piece of news that came out was the fact that there's rumored to be a Senate run in the future for one Linda McMahon. Did you read this?
Which probably explains, yeah, and I think I skimmed over it, but go ahead, Jason.
They're saying there is a strong possibility that Linda McMahon would run for the Republican nomination against one Christopher Dodd, who is very vulnerable, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes it even more interesting is that WWE issued this statement at about 5:38 p.m. Linda McMahon, CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, is considering a run for the U.S. Senate representing the state of Connecticut. Should she decide to run, Linda would step down as CEO and Vince McMahon would assume the duties of CEO in addition to his current position as WWE chairman.
That means he gets his powers back.
Literally, yes. That's bad. Guys, what
that
do you
power,
think of that?
That power walk will get a little extra bump in the step there.
Oh, I don't think he would be able to walk. You know? But no, seriously, what do you think?
I would vote for Linda. If I were in Connecticut, I'd vote for Linda. Because from what I heard, Dodd's doing a horrible job.
Yeah. But, online. Anyway, but it's just it's a very interesting idea to see if she does that. Let's see. Batista has been cleared to do full fledged physical workouts, so he may be back soon.
Yes, but we also have another story on Batista later on the show, which is as far as we know.
I don't believe that. What?
It could be, but it might just be... it'll be heavy rumor control. We'll just put it at that.
Yeah, but fine. Okay.
All right. We'll talk about that later, but first we'll talk about more Raw guest hosts.
I thought we did some of them, no? Or the potential...
We did some of them, but we got more.
Okay.
From... JR, from JR's blog.
Oh, okay.
I will say a name. You tell me hey or nay, yay or nay.
That I like it or I don't?
Yeah, for everybody. MC Hammer.
Nay.
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 Yay.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah.
I would love to see that.
Here's a good one. Floyd Money Mayweather. Yay.
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 Bob Barker.
I say yes. That would be awesome.
Yes, but he's got to have this guy as his announce.
Yeah, take a look. It's a new car!
Oh, yeah, Richfield, too. Why not?
Yes, it'd be great because Drew Carey.
Drew Carey has a past history with the WWE.
And he'd do it.
And he'd do it in a second. He doesn't care. He's a hoe, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
He's a media hoe.
I bet Lowdown is still looking for revenge on him for taking the Royal Rumble spot.
Yeah, but sadly, D-Lo's working for Ring of Honor, and who knows where the hell Mosh is.
What about Tiger Ali Singh?
Mm-hmm.
Probably dead. All right. Bob Schwartzky's favorite coach, Mike Ditka.
Yay.
Nay.
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 Yeah. Nay. Yeah.
Nay.
Who?
Nay. Michael
Who?
Irvin.
I like that. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. That could
yeah,
be
yay. I love Michael Irvin.
Prime time.
Huh?
We have some selected. It just says selected WWE Hall of Famers, but any WWE Hall of Famer gets a yes for me, especially if we get Ted DiBiase back again.
No, I watched. I would love to see Shaq. What? Somebody say something else?
I'd love to see Ted do another stint as guest host.
Ted was great. The only people who were bad, per se bad, were Jeremy Piven. That's
and
it.
ZZ Top.
And ZZ Top, yeah. That's it. Everyone else was fun. So Seth Green was great. I thought Slaughter was great. I thought
yeah.
Shaq was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the proposal that was sent to Shaq?
No. Where's your
what might be
that?
Going on is a match between him and Big Show on Raw in September.
I say that's going to, you know what, that will boost ratings like you don't know. That's a one shot. And
yeah.
especially
mm-hmm.
you, especially when, let's say, oh, the opening week of Monday Night Football. You know what, I think, let me check when Monday Night Football starts.
That'd be September 14th.
Mm-hmm. A month from now.
Yeah, it would be September 14th. I personally think that that's when it's going to happen.
All right.
Because
here's somebody out of left field. Dr. Drew Pinsky.
No.
From Loveline.
No.
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 No way.
He sent them all to rehab.
Exactly.
He'll send Dolph to sex rehab. Probably send Jack Swagger to whatever rehab, which
beach
there's
therapy.
People who look like this.
Oh, and by the way, another Born Swagger match on Monday. Great stuff. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime I see Evan Bourne or John Morrison or CM Punk or Jeff Hardy on my airwaves, I am a very happy man.
Then you'll love the match for next week's SmackDown main event.
Yes, which is, by the way, the returning of the Hardys and John Morrison versus CM Punk and the Hart Dynasty. Thank
and
you.
And as, yeah.
As Mickey Heyman. Go ahead.
As Stat Boy says, and I'm not, and I'm quoting here.
I'm good, how are you?
As a, average, in his average, mark or smart statement. Masters rehab for deroids.
Huh?
Roids.
What was the full statement?
We'll move on. Dr. Phil.
Hell no. Although
no.
It could be good for comedy.
Yeah.
Hell effing no.
No.
Speaking of hell fucking no. Nancy Grace.
No.
No, God.
No.
I'd rather shoot myself.
What, she's going to demote herself from the Four Horsemen down to Raw now, too?
finally, Carl, Typho, you get one of these. All right.
That was good.
Speaking of... Hell to the nose. Bill O.
Who?
Bill O'Reilly.
Fuck it, do it live.
He wouldn't do it. He trashed the WWE on many occasions. No way.
Yeah.
Still
could the show could the show be like a 2-hour montage of Randy Orton punting him in the head?
I'd watch.
What do you think the rating would be on that?
Yeah, I'd watch. And to lift up a certain alternative lifestyle rating for them, Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, God, never, no.
Only if the lion would eat Randy Orton.
Could they make Hornswoggle disappear?
Oh, wow.
That would require Penn and Teller.
You need to shut the fuck up.
All right. As, listen to this little blast from Ross. Adding that he would be open to anyone with something to plug, other than the plugs in their scalp. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Alright, we've talked enough WWE. Let's talk some TNA.
Time for pay-per-view now.
Yep, pay-per-view time.
Okay. Because I'm actually looking forward to talking about a couple of these matches.
Yes.
Some of them look really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an impact question, sort of, real fast.
All right.
When exactly did Rob Terry take possession of the briefcase? Didn't Brutus Magnus steal it and was carrying it around?
No, Rob Terry stole it a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, I always remembered when they had both of them that Magnus carried one and Doug Williams had the other, and Rob Terry just stood there.
I guess Brutus Magnus beat Rob Terry in some sort of, I think a cricket match or something. I think that Rob Terry bet on Britain and Brutus Magnus picked South Africa and Britain kicks South Africa's ass.
Okay.
In short, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to cricket.
Nope.
Other than it's one of the most boring games in the world.
Go on.
I thought that was lacrosse.
No, lacrosse is exciting as all hell. You haven't lived until you saw a lacrosse game live.
Yeah, there ain't no lacrosse in this state, Rob, unfortunately.
Oh, that's right, Rob. Stat Boy corrected me. He beat him in a round of Atlasphere 5-4.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
Alrighty.
So we have, well, I'm looking here.
Are you looking at TNA.com?
No, I'm looking at the Part Justice tip sheet from PW Insider, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 matches, 10 possible points here.
Nine matches.
I have to get them all loaded into Excel. Hold on.
Okay.
You're right, Jason. It is. The TNA Wrestling debut of the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro?
Yeah, who's that?
Somebody who might put a 4 upside your head.
Oh! Speaking of 4 upside your head...
I know who that is. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Oh, you know who that is?
Yeah.
That is Elijah Burke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Pope of Wrestling. All right. So let's get this pick'em thing on the road, right?
Yeah. Do you mind if I start
it
off?
No, I'll do it.
Okay. You have the match list?
Thanks to TNAWrestling.com.
What's the two-point match?
Steel Asylum match.
No, I was thinking the main event.
I say Steel Asylum because there's so many choices. Whoever picks it right has to get 2 points. Because it's like a 1-8 shot. It's a 1-7 shot.
All right, now who's here? Who's here?
Stat Boy will be... I'll be doing Stat Boy's picks. He will... I am them to me.
Nikki has to get them to you before
Sunday. I'll talk to Nikki on Saturday. We have VRM, Typho, Carl, Jason, myself, and Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
All right. and I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
Start it off.
Bounty match, Abyss versus Jethro Holiday. Yeehaw! Who wins, BRM?
The correct answer to this is point.
Oh, wow. Do we have it?
What'd you say?
He wants the half point. He wants the half point.
Oh. Okay. Stuff with Josh Henniger chimes in with Abyss. And we go to Typho.
Abyss.
Jason.
Abyss is going to win this.
Sorry, Abyss. Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say there's no way that Jethro Holiday is going to get the 50 grand. No way.
I'm going Jethro Holiday.
You forgot Call.
Abyss. I said it already, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. I'm going Jethro Holiday. Stevie Richards is going to interfere in some way, shape, or form and taser him.
He's a taser himself. Anyway.
There's nothing wrong with Dr. Stevie. As a matter of fact, I have an appointment with him in a couple days.
I gotta say, he has the best theme music of all time.
Yes, paging Dr. Stevie, Dr. Stevie, paging Dr. Stevie. Why does Stevie Richards get stuck with some of the most annoying theme music of all time?
Who knows?
Right to censor anyone?
Yep. It's bad, you know, I have Armageddon 2000. I had to hear that theme song 3 times on that show. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Match for the world title shot briefcase. Hernandez versus Big Rod Derry. Who wins, Jason?
I think that Hernandez is going to win this because they've been booking him as this, you know, major face right now. And he's going to win this. Hernandez.
Carl.
I agree. They're pushing both of these guys as big players in TNA. Going Hernandez.
Typho.
Well, you know, with Lance Hoyt gone, Hernandez is my representative now of the local territory, so I'm going Hernandez.
BRM.
To paraphrase a very famous quote, that's my briefcase, and you know the rest, Hernandez.
And Stepboy also says Hernandez, and it's a sweep. It is going to be hot stuff, Hernandez. Here's the two-point match, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Steel Asylum match, a.k.a. the Terror Dome. You know that big, horrific, orange Elimination Chamber ripoff thing. Thank you. It's Suicide, Chris Sabin, Amazing Red, Alex Shelley, Black Machismo, Christopher Daniels, and Consequences. I can't pronounce his name right.
Buckwheat. That's what it is.
Okay. Buckwheat, right.
That works.
Actually, we have a whole little rascals here. Suicide is Spanky.
Okay.
Chris Sabin is Alfalfa. Amazing Red is that Toad guy, Froggy. And Alex Shelley's Darlene.
So what is the 2 point for? Mm-hmm. Just guessing who gets out first?
Yes.
Two points
whoever gets the right, because there's
too.
7 people in there. There's 7 people in there. It's 2 points anyways. We will start with VRM.
Two ways right now. Screw it, Suicide.
Really? Typho.
Daniels.
Carl.
I'm actually going to say Amazing Red.
Jason.
Daniels.
And who does that boy say? forget it. I'm actually going to go with Suicide is on its way out.
How do you know that?
Because how much you want to bet that's going to be the end of his last match? He's going to have a horrific fall, and that'll be it for him. Maybe he gets
that's
punked on the head.
See Frankie Kazarian again.
Yep.
Yeah, the Kaz.
Or just Kazarian. Saban and Shelley, they're going to be too busy reading the video game manuals, so they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Black Machismo and Creator are too busy trying to organize a five-way with the beautiful people, so they're out. I'm going to go with Daniels, and so does Statboy. Women's Championship match. Angelina Love versus ODB with the Deaner. Now, before I get into this match, who saw that four-way match with the Knockouts?
Oh, that was an awesome match. Awesome match.
And while Cody Deaner tried to give her to Kong, Kong givered right back with a humongous powerbomb.
That, by the way, I wish that she would go into the men's division and do stuff like that.
You think the Deaner gets hazard pay for that?
What?
Yes.
For the powerbomb or
that's
for the
fun
kill?
Times.
Both.
Anytime she attacks men, it's fun to look at.
Yep.
See Kip James. Hi there.
Look at him. 1 minute he was the megastar in the ring. Now he's just picking up garbage outside.
They kick in the can.
Just wait. He's got a world title run left in him.
Oh, it's going to be Angelina Love.
Carl?
Love.
Hey, Phil.
Angelina Love.
DRM.
Here's a question. Is Tara banned from ringside?
No.
ODB.
Really? Snapboy says Angelina Love wins via shenanigans. I agree. Because let's face it.
What? By the way, what did he say for the...
Daniels.
He said Daniels.
Okay.
Now, I just glossed over one match, so we'll go back to that. The British Invasion of Brutus Magnus and Doug Williams versus... Beer! Money!
For the IWGP belt?
Yes.
Mm.
And I have inside track on this.
I don't understand the booking for this because the two teams that lost their belts are switching who they're going after.
Let me explain. Now, we have to take special consideration in this match, which I'll explain after all you guys pick. Jason?
Beer Money is going to take it back because I know why, but go on. But it's Beer Money.
Carl?
Yeah, there is an explanation to this. It's going to be Beer Money.
Typho?
Beer Money.
BRM?
Beer Money.
It is going to be Beer Money, Josh. Because Josh said the British Invasion. It is going to be Beer Money because... The New Japan Pro Wrestling
at the point
struck British Invasion's title win. You can't take it back, Josh. You can't take it back.
Well, I thought they had just officially recognized it.
They recognized the title change, but they're going to drop it, and then 3D is going to win it in Japan against Beer Money. My guess.
Mm-hmm. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. Next
All right.
one.
Moving on.
The Big Four.
Yep.
It's Homicide versus Samoa Joe with Taz in the corner for the X Division Championship. Who wins, BRM?
Joe.
Hey, Phil.
Joe.
Carl.
Mysto Smash.
And Jason.
Homicide is going to win by disqualification when Samoan Joe will not let go. He's going to destroy Homicide right now.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Jason. Side will retain, but he will win clean.
And Josh says,
Homicide via reverse decision. They finish up dinner.
Okay.
TNA World Tag Team Championship match. Booker T and Scott Steiner versus Team 3D. Jason.
Booker T and Scott Steiner retain via shenanigans.
Go.
Harlem Brothers. Or Booker T and Steiner.
Typo.
Steiner Heat.
DRM.
Mafia by Schmaz.
Mafia by Schmaz is the correct answer. Mick Foley versus Kevin Nash. TNA Legends title.
And
who
Josh
wins, BRM?
I didn't see this week's Impact, so I don't know which way the momentum's swinging right now.
Foley put himself through the table.
Foley put himself through the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nash.
Typo.
I think I'm going to go with Nash as well.
Carl.
That was probably one of the best segments of Impact that night, going with Nash to regain the Legends title.
Jason.
Nash is going to win. Foley, honestly, has been ruining his legacy lately. He is a shadow of his former self.
It is going to be Nash. Stepboy says the same thing. And he said Steiner. And he said Steiner and crew.
Okay.
All right.
Can you guys hold on one quick second?
Amy, if you can wait
sure.
Till 9 o'clock, I need to go with you. 8:50.
8:52.
Yeah. All right. Finally, main event.
At least on your
Kurt end. Angle. Oh, I said Nash.
Yes.
Yeah, she did.
All right. Kurt Angle, Sting, Matt Morgan. Who wins VRM?
Okay. I am actually going to go. I know I'm going to get so much heat for this, but I am going to go for the ultra upset and go with Morgan.
You got balls, dude. You got balls. Typo.
I'm going with Angle retaining, and Morgan ends up helping him.
Carl.
Angle retains, and Morgan will help him get it done.
Jason.
VRM, you said you had some major balls calling Morgan, right?
Yeah.
I'm joining you in the big balls department. Matt Morgan wins. Pinning Kurt Angle, I'll even call it. How's that?
Big balls, small brains. Kurt Angle wins, and he retains until Bound for Glory, where he always loses it. And Josh says the same thing.
Well, I may have, well, put it to you this way. Big balls, small brains, at least I'm here. You know? So, and of course, next week is the again, we will promote it, Ladies Night 2 with Nikki Haymon as host.
Yes, with Trista Timpson, hopefully, and a newcomer to the show.
But, yes, it's going to be very cool. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do with this TNA stuff, because also, as you know, Scott D'Amore is back in the fold. We'll see what
Canadian Bacon himself.
Oh,
Federer got owned.
I loved the Team Canada theme.
And also, by the way, just so I know, we're just filling the last 5 minutes. Chris Jericho and the Great Khali filmed some scenes this week for a new Saturday Night Live film called MacGruber. If anyone knows, anyone knows that sketch? All right. Well, okay.
Because whoever created MacGruber. So, let's talk about our last subject quickly, because we don't have that much time.
Go for it. Oh, yeah, you have something, right?
Mm-hmm. Batista, there was a steroid drug ring bust in Egypt this week. What was interesting about this is that all of the bottles had Batista on them. You know, flexing and stuff like that.
Okay.
Here's the thing. As far as we know, they just probably just, all we know is that they just...
They Googled.
Yeah.
They Googled and they thought, hey, he looks like us. Let's put him on here and see what goes down. Now, here's the question. If it comes out that he was involved in this, how bad is this for the WWE right now?
It's majorly bad, but I'm looking at WrestlingEdge.com, and his lawyers have been made aware of this. He has no clue of this. I don't believe this is true for 1 second at all, to be honest. I really don't.
I'm going with the Google theory. I'm buying that theory all the way to the bank. In Egypt? Yeah, I highly doubt if he's had any kind of direct connection. These guys just probably just Googled him. Like, oh, look, he looks like he's been on steroids. Let's use him as a market.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, in quick video game news, SmackDown versus Raw 2010 has an official website with a countdown clock right now. It's SmackDownVsRaw.com. This is SmackDown vs. Raw 2010 for multiple platforms, which is going to be coming out real soon, by the way.
Yep.
SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, pretty good game. 2009 was a pretty good game for those who
Who really cares? I'm waiting for Modern Warfare.
You also got Wolfenstein coming out this Tuesday, Arkham Asylum on the 25th. And for us football freaks, Madden's already out.
Yeah, I've stopped buying Madden. I've found it. They can't just make it so complicated. It's impossible to figure it out.
Okay.
I'd rather play the PTI versions of Wilbon 08 and Kornheiser 10.
Oh, jeez.
You suck.
Okay, obviously I missed something on PTI today.
And with that said, I think it's time that we close up shop for tonight. VRM, you got anything to plug?
NFC South predictions this Wednesday. Whenever time we feel like doing it, it'll be between 8 and 10 Eastern.
Panthers.
And Typho.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
See, the Buccaneers are not going to get it.
Typho, plug.
Of course, I've got Tuesday Night Typho every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Central Time. I am having internet issues, but they should be resolved on Sunday, so the show should be fine.
Yeah.
But if one doesn't take place, that will be the reason.
Okay, call BS Big Show whenever you guys do it.
It's going to be Thursday night, hopefully a full-time return of the guy who does your intros now, on his birthday, nonetheless.
Yep. Jason Block, we already plugged your stuff, so there's no need to plug it again.
We'll just do new stuff on blockpartypodcast.com and other stuff to be announced, so we'll see.
All right, remember, ladies-only show next week, so that means I'm probably going to just play some Earthbound.
There you go.
I'll play Call of Duty, too.
BK Starstorm! So, for everybody here, I'm Robert Solomon saying, see ya!
Good night.
Eagles are stupid.